You are tuned in to Awaken Radio with Connie Chapman. To listen to more episodes, go to conniechapman.com or subscribe on iTunes. Hi everyone, and welcome into today's episode of Awaken Radio. I am bringing you something a little different on the podcast today. I am bringing you a recording of an Instagram Live that I did earlier in the year, which I really wanted to share on the podcast as well, because it ties in so perfectly to some of the conversations that I've been recently having here on the podcast, especially my most recent episode about unraveling from overachieving and really healing some of those patterns of overdoing and overworking in order to feel enough in the world, and really learning how to start to move more from our feminine energy in what we're doing. And so this conversation that I'm bringing you, which I did a live on earlier in the year, is called How to Be in Your Feminine and Still Get Shit Done. And in this live, I was really speaking to how to have a deep connection to your feminine energy. So how to really be embodied in this energy and bring this into everything that you're doing. So how to still maintain this connection while you're doing what you're doing. And so you're really going to hear in this conversation how our feminine connection is really about our level of embodiment. It's really about our energy and our state of being. And this is an energy and a state of being that we can bring to everything that we do. And so in this conversation, you're really going to learn how to practice that. And the other thing that made me really want to bring this conversation to the podcast is something I mentioned in my recent episode. It was about the reel of mine that went viral, which in my last episode I'd mentioned it had had 160,000 plays, but it's now at 700,000 plays. And one of the key things that happened with that reel, because it blew up so much, was that it reached a whole new audience of people. It reached people that do not follow me, that don't follow my work, that don't truly understand me and my work. And a lot of people misinterpreted the message of that reel and left comments on that reel disagreeing with what I shared. And I think a lot of this came from a big misconception that people had about what I was sharing. I think a lot of people saw that reel and thought that I was saying that for a woman to be in her feminine energy, it means she needs to be doing nothing. You know, not working, not having a job, and just laying around practicing self-care all day. And it was such a misconception and misunderstanding that I really felt like I needed to speak about it more. Because this is a misconception that a lot of us can have. We can have this idea that it's not possible for us to have both, that it's not possible for us to have a deep connection with our feminine energy and be doing. We sort of think we need to have one or the other. And when we have this belief system or this misconception, this can stop us as women even opening to the idea of embracing more of our feminine energy. Because we just immediately think, how would I do that? I have a family, I have a job, I have commitments, I run a business. How can I possibly even think about connecting with my feminine energy if that's going to mean no longer doing anything? So this creates a lot of inner conflict and a lot of confusion. And it creates this assumption that being in our feminine means no longer working, no longer achieving anything, just laying in the sun, relaxing and not having any commitments. And when a woman has that assumption, she's not going to think this is possible for her. And I think that's what a lot of people thought when they saw that particular reel. And I put up another post on Instagram last night that was speaking specifically to this as well. And it was all about being in your feminine energy does not mean doing nothing. And this post really resonated with people, which again inspired me to bring more conversation to this. Because I was really saying in that post, a woman can have a deep connection to her feminine energy and have a big mission in the world, be running a business, be a mother, be working a job, be creating art in the world. She can have both because your feminine energy is not about what you're doing. It's about who you're being. Your connection with your feminine is a state of being. It's an energy that you move from. It's something you embody, and you can bring that level of embodiment to all that you do. Your connection with your feminine is really about your connection with your body, with your felt sense, with your needs and your desires, with your intuition, with your heart energy, with your womb wisdom. It's how connected you are to all of that while you're doing what you're doing. And so I speak to that deeper in this Instagram live recording, which is why I wanted to bring it to you, so you can really understand how we can have both, how we can still have a connection to our feminine energy and be showing up for everything that our lives are asking of us, how we can be deeply feminine and still be doing what we need to do, and how we can show up for our commitments without needing to go overly masculine. So this conversation is going to dive into all of that with you today and really teach you how to do that. And before I share that conversation with you, I just quickly want to let you know that pre-sale enrollments are open for Divine Femme. Divine Femme is my signature 6-month feminine embodiment journey for women. It's where I bring together everything I live and practice and everything I've been teaching my clients for the past 11 years. And Divine Femme is really for you if you have a yearning to be in deeper connection with your feminine energy, your radiance, your sensuality, your body, and your magnetism. You desire to feel deeper levels of self-worth and self-confidence and self-trust and authentic self-expression to be unapologetically yourself. You want to break free from overworking, overdoing, overwhelm. Really start to regulate your nervous system and be able to relax into your feminine receptivity. You want to break free from patterns that are keeping you disempowered and diminished as a woman, such as doubting yourself, people-pleasing, comparison, self-judgment, perfectionism, overgiving. You want to unravel from being the good girl. You want to unravel from being stuck in your masculine and really start to come into the full expression of your feminine energy as a woman. You crave to have a loving relationship with yourself, where you speak kindly to yourself, where you support yourself, where you're in tune with your wants and needs and you can put yourself first. You want to feel connected to your feminine power, so you can really honor yourself and stand up for what it is that you truly want and deserve. You want to heal this masculine shield that you've built over your heart, which protects you, but it hardens you. And you want to learn how to soften and open and feel your emotions and truly receive. And you want to heal your relationship to the masculine, so you can really call in masculine partners and build relationships with the masculine that feel really healthy and aligned. My love, if that resonates with you, Divine Femme is the journey for you. I would love to support you over the next 6 months on this beautiful path of deep healing to unravel everything that is in the way of you being connected to your feminine essence and really beginning to thrive as a woman in every area of your life. So you can head to conniechapman.com/divinefemme to learn more. If you're on the waitlist, you have your pre-sale discounted link, and otherwise public enrollments will be opening so you can join us there. All right, now that we've covered all of that, let's get into today's conversation. So I'm jumping on to speak to a really particular topic today that has really been at the forefront for me. I've been thinking about it, pondering it, and this is how to be embodied in your feminine energy and essence, how to be connected to your feminine and still get shit done, how to be able to be in your feminine energy and still achieve things, still do what you need to do and what you want to do. And this feels like a really important conversation for me as I've been sitting with it and for the women that I work with, because this is an area that I tend to see a lot of inner conflict for women. And it was an area where I felt a lot of inner conflict for a long time, because there's a lot of misconceptions around what it means to be in our feminine and what it means to be embodied in our feminine essence. And those misconceptions make us feel that we can't have both. We can't be in our feminine and also be achieving and doing things at the same time. Or we feel like to be in our feminine, we have to be doing less, achieving less, maybe even giving up on certain goals and things we're wanting to do and achieve. And so there's this inner conflict I see with women, and it was an inner conflict I had for a long time of how do I really lean into and embody and express more of my feminine qualities and feminine energy while also like I'm running a business. You know, maybe you're running a family, maybe you've got a career, a job that you're working in. And we're like, how do we still do all those things? So that's what I want to talk to you about today. I've got three key points I'm going to bring through, and I really want to help shift your perspective and open you up to a new possibility of what it looks like to be a woman very embodied in her feminine essence and qualities, but still achieving and doing, you know, all the things that, you know, she's still showing up in her life for everything she wants and needs to do. And the way that I used to teach about this concept was kind of like an either or concept, or kind of like a, you know, swinging between two energies. And I used to speak a lot about, you know, we might sometimes be really in our feminine and then other times needing to step into our masculine. So, you know, we come into our feminine to restore and nourish ourselves and rest, but then we lean more into our masculine to then show up and get things done. And that kind of would leave us, you know, needing to swing between the two and trying to figure out, how do I have a balance? Like, how do I be both? And how do I know when I should be in one energy and when I should be in the other? And that teaching and that principle still has some merit and foundation. And I would definitely say I tend to bring more of a masculine energy to my business and more of a feminine energy to my relationships. And that tends to be a way that I access different energies. But here's what we're going to start to also just move into some other perspectives around this that I think are really going to help you. And we're going to dispel some of the beliefs and misconceptions we have about what it means to actually be a feminine woman and embodied in our feminine, right? So the first piece I want to bring through is that being in your feminine is not something you do. It's not something you do. Now, there are a lot of things you can do that help you access your feminine. And so we would typically think about what being in our feminine looks like in terms of what we're doing is when we're practicing self-care, we're taking a bath, we're walking in nature, we're resting, we're napping, we're reading a book, we are connecting with our girlfriends, we are painting, drawing, creating, cooking, gardening, right? We think of all of these particular things we can do. I know laying on the beach, swimming in the ocean, dancing, all these things that we think that's us being in the feminine. When really what those things are just ways that you gain access to your feminine energy and essence. Those things help you connect more with your feminine qualities. But we think that to be in our feminine, we need to be doing those things. And we think that being in our feminine is about doing all those things. And so we think, okay, well, if I'm going to be doing some of these things that make me feel really feminine or connect me with my feminine, those things aren't productive. They don't help me reach my goals. They don't get me moving forward on my to-do list. They don't get the children fed. They don't get money on the table. And so we go, well, I'm just going to, I see being in my feminine as unproductive. And when I'm spending time on that, I'm not able to spend time on doing and achieving. Yeah. And so that's the first misconception, is when we see that the feminine is something we do, versus all of these doing-based practices, which I'm a big one. I love my practices. Like, I'm big on practices. They are actually just tools or places, they're resources, they're things that we can draw on that nourish and nurture and support our feminine, help us feel more of our feminine qualities, help us feel more relaxed and soft and open and in our bodies and in flow and nourished and nurtured and taken care of and in our heart. Yeah. So we go, oh, well, that's what it means to be feminine. And it's not. It's just that those practices give us access. So it doesn't mean we stop using those practices, but I want to just break the idea that being in your feminine is just doing those things. Because again, you're then going to have the conflict of, when I have some time, should I spend this time on some practice that is feminine or on doing something that needs to get done? And that's a whole other kind of conversation of how we navigate that. But I just want you to know that it's not solely what you do. Okay. So the second piece here is to realize that the feminine, being in your feminine, being embodied in your feminine, is a state of being. It's a state of being. And it is a state of being that you can bring to anything that you do. It is a state of being that you can bring to anything that you do. Truly what the feminine is an energy. It's an energetic that we embody. It's a set of qualities that we embody. It's a way of being in our own bodies that really allows us to experience and animate and awaken the feminine through our body and our energy, right? So it's a state of being. It's an energy we embody that can be brought into anything that we do. Now, this doesn't mean that it's easy, but I want to offer you some ways that you can start to work with this. Because when we think about doing, this is what the challenge that most of us have. When it comes to doing things like showing up to our businesses, our work, our families, our to-do list, the chores around the house, whatever it is, most of us are so conditioned when we do to go into masculine energy. We're so conditioned to go up into our heads. We're so conditioned to leave our bodies and just think, what do I need to do? And then we start rushing and we start thinking, we start controlling and we start doing, and we lose touch with our body, with how we're feeling, with what we're needing, with our intuition, because we're just so programmed into like doing means I just start pushing and going into my head and rushing and getting things done. And that's what we know as doing. But there is a way of doing while being embodied in your feminine. There is a way of doing that actually feels more feminine and allows more of your feminine essence to be nurtured and experienced while you're doing what you're doing. So that's even one thing for you to kind of notice. Like when it comes to doing things, how do I typically do everything? Am I someone that tends to rush? Am I someone that tends to be thinking about a million things? Am I always in my head? Do I feel out of touch with my body? Do I go a little bit numb in my body? Do I go very controlly and micromanaging in my head? Like, what's your relationship to doing, working, achieving? And that's even something to look at, because a lot of the patterns that go on around just how we do things is very incomplete dishonoring and disconnection of our feminine essence, right? Okay. So when we're feeling into, okay, this being-based experience of the feminine that we can bring to everything that we're doing, you know, what this is about, and again, so many of us think of the feminine as like a list of qualities even. Like I was saying earlier, it's like a set of practices. But here's what I want to start to take you through. So your connection with your feminine is your connection with your body in each moment. So even right now, how aware of your body are you? How connected to your body are you? Do you feel grounded in your body or do you feel up in your head? How attuned are you to your felt sense, to the sensations that are moving through your body in this moment? to the sensations that you feel in different parts of your body, to which parts of your body are open and closed, which parts of your body have energy moving through freely, or which parts of your body have stuckness and contraction. Where in your body is there sensation? How attuned are you in this moment to just how you're feeling energetically and emotionally? Are you aware of where you're at emotionally today? Are you feeling and listening to any emotions that are rising? How attuned are you to your energy levels, to where you're at energetically? How in tune are you with your needs? With when your body speaks and says, I need this, I desire that, I need that, I need a break, I need rest, I need to step outside and have a cup of tea, I need to step away from the computer for 5 minutes. How attuned are you to your needs? Now, as I'm talking you through this, I hope you're recognizing this is all your attunement to the feminine, to your body, to your felt sense, to your energy, to your feelings, to your emotions. This is the attunement to the feminine. It's not just all these qualities that that we see, you know, kind of as like these perfect embodied qualities of the feminine. And it's not all the practices that we do. It's actually a deeper attunement to our energy and our felt sense in our bodies, to our needs, to what's alive for us. So what's alive for you in this moment? Are you aware of what's alive for you? What's going on for you? Not on a mental level, on a deeper level. How anchored in your heart are you? Are you in your heart or your head? Is your heart open or closed? How open is your heart? How much energy is moving through your heart? How much love? Is your body tense and tight or soft and relaxed? Are you tight and holding on? Or is there softness? Is there relaxation? Is there flow in your body? All of this is your attunement to the feminine. How deeply you're experiencing life through your senses? How much are you feeling life in this moment through your senses? How turned on are each of your 5 senses by the moment? In everything that you're doing, are you feeling that experience through your senses? So if you're cooking and eating a meal, is that just something you're doing, rushing through, trying to get to an outcome? Or is this a sensory experience for you? Is every one of your senses being activated, being savored? And then how much pleasure are you feeling? Because especially our sensuality gives us access into our pleasure. So in each moment, how much pleasure are you feeling? How connected are you to your pleasure, your aliveness, your joy? Do you have things in this moment that are happening that actually are giving you access to pleasure? How can you make any moment more pleasurable, right? How connected in this moment are you to your breath? Is your breath up here? Or is your breath right down in your pelvis, in your womb space, at the base of your spine? Are you breathing deep? How are you moving through the world? Are you, again, like rushing, racing up in the head? Or are you slowing down? Are you walking with your hips rather than your shoulders? Are you flowing through life, present to the moment, savoring the moment? Okay, this is all a way of being. Can you get a sense of that? It's all a way of being that you can bring to anything that you're doing. Now, some things it's easier to bring that energy to than other things. So for example, for me, working from home for myself, it's much easier for me to bring my feminine through in everything that I do. In the way that I set up my environment, in the way that I manage my time, in the way that I dress, in the way that I bring different things into my environment, in the way that I run my schedule. I can consciously really be in my feminine even though I'm doing these things. It's a little harder with things like a corporate job, being in a workplace, having a family household where there's a lot going on, but it's not impossible. It's not impossible. It's even like, how receptive are you in each moment? This is another one, another quality, receptivity. This is a big thing I look at in business is, am I up in my head controlling the whole thing from my head, like anything I'm working on? Or am I receptive and available to my intuition, to inspired ideas dropping in, to gut instinct impulses moving through me, to just what I feel in each moment, what I feel inspired to do? See how this is all a way of being that you can bring to anything that you do. So you're accessing the feminine through being attuned to your body, your breath, your felt sense, your emotions, your energy, your needs, your desires, your heart and your womb space rather than your head down in the body. You're accessing your feminine energy by being open and receptive and in the flow and trusting and surrendered, by connecting in with your sensuality in each moment, the pleasure of each moment, moving through the world by walking with your hips rather than from your shoulders. Yeah, this was me previously, shoulder charging through life, learning how to instead sink into my hips and walk with my hips through the world. See how this is all a way of being that you can bring to everything that you're doing. And when you embody this way of being, you are able to access your feminine, be in your feminine essence while you're still creating, doing, leading. Now, I'm not saying this means, oh, you're just going to be feminine 100% of the time. And I'm not in any way in denial of the importance of inner masculine energy. And there are particular times in your work, there are particular times in your household where masculine energy might actually serve that moment better. So you tapping into your masculine might serve that moment better. I know for me, if I'm really planning and strategizing and kind of like mapping out things, I want to harness that more masculine side of me and be a bit more in my head and a bit more analytical. But the challenge most women have is they're stuck in that energy. That's the women who come to work with me. They're stuck in that and they don't know how to come out of it. So there's nothing wrong with us flowing between it. But I don't want you to feel like you have to abandon and deny and push away your feminine essence the minute you have to go get something done. And I don't want you to feel you have to have one or the other. I'm either feminine or masculine in this moment. Is that making sense? That you can bring the feminine through your body, through your embodiment into everything that you're doing? And then my third piece, the final piece of this, is when you truly do start to come into living more from your feminine, it may actually mean in time that what you choose to do, how you do it, and how you spend your time does actually change. So while we're not trying to say the feminine is about what you do, when you invite the feminine in, she is going to start to change things up. And she will probably say to you things like, your schedule's too full. You're committed to too much. Like if I'm trying to stay in my body and be connected to my, my felt sense while I'm doing what I'm doing, but everything in my world is completely overwhelming me and is completely maxing me out, your body and your feminine is going to say, hey, something needs to change. You need to change your schedule. You need to change what you're committing to. You need to change what you're saying yes and no to. You might naturally start to want to allocate more time and energy to practices that nurture your feminine. So you might actually start to want to do more of the feminine-based practices and spend more of your time on that. Yeah? So while the feminine isn't about what you do, when you really embody her, she will start to guide different ways of doing things. And she will want to make changes to how you do things so that it is easier to stay in connection with your feminine essence while you're doing what you're doing. Does that make sense? So sometimes I work with women and their feminine starts to speak and that calls them out of a job. Says like, this job is not aligned for you anymore, or you need to go part-time, or there's a different role that's going to be more nourishing for you. Or it's time to actually like go work on your passion so that you can move out of that corporate job and start to do something more creative. So it doesn't mean that being in our feminine has nothing to do with the doing. But it's through the coming into embodiment of her, she starts to guide your doing in a different way. You will want to spend your time differently. You will want to, you will become much more discerning around the things you say yes and no to, the things you do, the things you commit to, the way you manage your time. And you'll really be able to feel, does this actually nourish and nurture this connection I want to be cultivating with this part of myself, or does it really take me away? And it's impossible to stay and be in my feminine while I'm doing this particular thing. So they're kind of the three stages to it. And this is to recognize the feminine is not just something you do. So you don't have to be doing particular things to access her. Although those things do support a connection with this part of yourself. The second is that the feminine is about who you're being. It is a set of qualities. It's an energetic that you embody, and you can bring that state of being into anything that you do. You can be in the embodiment of those feminine qualities and that energy and bring that into the way that you're doing everything, most things. Yeah. And then the third is that when you do really start to embody this aspect of yourself, it is naturally going to start to guide different doing. You will show up in different ways. You will do things in different ways. You will make different decisions because this energy is now guiding you to be in even deeper, to even more deeply honor that energy and support you to even stay in her even more. Okay. Is that all making sense? If you've been here with me for the whole live, let me know if that resonated. If you're watching the replay, let me know in the comments if that resonated. It just felt really important for me to bring that through because I'm enrolling for Divine Femme at the moment. And I know that whenever I come to teach women about feminine work and feminine embodiment, I hear this conflict. And I see women who want to be achieving things and doing things, and they have a lot of things they've got to show up for. And they go, yeah, but Connie, how do I do all of that and still be embodied in my feminine energy? How do I do that? That's the conflict we were talking about. And this conversation has really helped you see how you can have both. Yeah? Beautiful. I'm glad it resonated. Yeah. So if you're coming in at the end, beautiful. I'm glad that resonated. So if you're coming in at the end, I'll post the replay maybe within the next day or two. You can catch that. We were talking about how to be in your feminine while still getting shit done. You don't have to just have naps all day and lay in the sun and give up on all your goals if you want to be a deeply feminine embodied woman. You don't have to do that. You can have both. So if any of you do want to journey with me into deeper embodiment and expression of your feminine and really coming into a very divine and empowered and embodied expression of this energy, enrollments are open for Divine Femme, which is my 6-month program for women. Link is in the bio if you want to come learn more about it. Thank you for being here, my loves. Look forward to hearing your reflections in the replay, and I will see you next time. Bye.